Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke, the 5th chapter. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were with partners of Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If fishermen don't catch fish, not only do they not have fish to eat for themselves, they won't be able to pay their bills. Catching fish is how they make their livings. So a full night, of casting nets can not only be exhausting and frustrating, it can mean there is no paycheck to provide for family. And going ashore after a full day's work and washing a net that has caught no fish, that's as demoralizing as it gets. No one enjoys a vocation where your toil just seems to be in vain. You will be fishers of men, Jesus says. Can I get an ugh? That means back-breaking work. That means toiling through the night. Only to very possibly come up empty-handed. For many church workers, the reality of empty nets and no wages is becoming all too real. And when we are most demoralized, when we are most exhausted, when we are most frustrated, what will Jesus go ahead and tell us to do? Well, go out again. And cast a net, even to us if it just seems futile. Because the only thing that seems to be overflowing these days from the nets into the boat is doubt. Doubt abounding. And yet what happens? What happens when Jesus wills for the disciples to fill their nets? When they realize that it was in God's hands all along and not their own. When they see firsthand in this miracle that Jesus truly is God. They are convicted. They are convicted of their unbelief and their anger and their worry. They fall to their knees in fear. In the knowledge that they are but sinful men allowed to stand in the presence of their Almighty Lord. How many times have we bemoaned, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. But if you insist, I will let down the nets again." Yes, we say, "God, this net you gave me doesn't work. And these fish, they're nowhere to be found." We are filled with our anxieties and our doubts that the net will not even come close to catching anything. And yet you know that this is not true, because this is the very net that took hold of you. It was in the gifts of the cross, through your baptism, in the Lord's Supper, that you were called and you were gathered. Through the Word of Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so to fear and to doubt the effectiveness of this net that does gather, it is to deny the very cross of Christ itself. It is to be ashamed of the gospel, and yet we have done it over and over again in the very presence of God Himself. "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord," as we fall to our knees in repentance before Him. And how does Jesus respond? "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. As forgiven sinners, we are captive to the Word of God, and yet freed from all doubt, free from all guilt, to go on ahead and cast the nets, trusting that the Lord of harvest will provide not only just the boat, not only just the net, but the catch. And we know the joy of the cross, in that here we were caught up into the very arms of Christ Himself. And it is in this joy, it is in this hope that we seek well into the night, in the most remote of places, in the deep, darkest depths we go, casting the net with all courage and with all boldness. And in Christ, by faith, we gladly leave it all behind to follow Him. Him, the one who came from heaven to earth, leaving it behind to sacrifice all for our salvation. In Him, we will not grow weary. But with delight, we will answer His call to be fishers of men, toiling for as long as we are given, leaving the size of the catch in the hands of the One who carried the cross for us. And so, at Your word, Lord, at Your word, we will keep letting down the nets. We will be fishers of men until that final day when all who have been called will be gathered together again. That day when You will call us ashore to rest from our labors, pressed together to abide in Your word as one, and to be in Your presence forever. there on the shore forever and ever. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Jacob Scott, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.